Chase Manhattan was holding vigil outside Rebecca's hospital room until the nurse made him put out the candles. The activity coming in and out of ICU gave the scene a frantic feel, like a place would have if it was really busy and frantic. Chase had thrown his considerable weight around to ensure that Rebecca got the best care available. A specialist had been flown in from the prestigious East Arkansas University Medical Center. He was the best bullet wound surgeon in the state. Presently, the doctor emerged from the operating room and found Chase. "Is she going to make it, doctor? You can be honest with me." The young, good-looking doctor rubbed his forehead with his thumb and index finger, then pulled down his surgical mask to reveal soft, pouty lips and a long, thick, pink tongue. "I'm Dr. Quentin Pepper," he told Chase matter-of-factly. "I was called in to do the operation." "I want to know everything, Dr. Pepper," Chase said emphatically. "Don't mince words. I can handle it." "Fine," said the doctor. "The patient has suffered major trauma. We evaluated and debrided the wound. We were forced to perform a surgical microvascular transfer of stacked vascularized scapula and latissimus dorsi muscle for bone and soft tissue reconstruction. We then elevated the latissimus free flap and performed nerve grafts grouped with fascicular repair to reconstruct the posterior tibial nerve." Chase flashed his deer-in-the-headlights look. "What does all that mean, doctor?" "It means she was shot up real good," said the doctor. "Is she going to be okay?" Chase asked, exasperated with this conversation. Dr. Pepper looked down at his feet, a size 10D, and then locked eyes with Chase. "She's going to be just fine, Mr. Manhattan. You're a lucky man. Apparently the bullet hit something on the bed before it penetrated Rebecca's body. As best we can determine, it was a metal object, roughly 19 inches long." Chase grinned sheepishly. "Oh, that's just something I keep in the nightstand," he said. The doctor met his grin and said, "Well, it saved her life. You're very lucky." Then he added, "Obviously, so is she." After shaking hands warmly, the doctor returned through the door marked intensive care unit. Chase slumped down on the cheaply made waiting room love seat. He hated hospitals. It all stemmed from a single bad experience when he was a young man. In the middle of a physical, Chase had been behind the curtain disrobing when he asked the doctor, "Where should I put my clothes?" The doctor replied, "Just throw them over here on top of mine." Before he could relive this painful scene, Dr. Pepper reappeared through the double doors. "Mr. Manhattan, just one more thing." Chase stood awkwardly and faced the world-renowned surgeon from Arkansas. "Yes, doctor," he said. "This is a little out of my area," the doctor began. "But did Rebecca have a tubal ligation?" Chase eyed the surgeon warily, wondering just where the good-looking doctor had been looking on his girlfriend. "Why, yes, she did," he answered benignly. "Why do you ask?" Dr. Pepper shuffled his feet a bit as if he were uncomfortable with what he was about to say. "Well, I can't explain it, but it appears that the bullet untied her tubes. I've never seen anything like it. But you should be forewarned. This girlfriend of yours may have just become a fertile myrtle." Chase couldn't hide his pleasure. With a wide grin, he replied, "And I'm Daddy Sure Shot."